You might be seated. I know Yahweh had to hear that in heaven. That was great. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Hope you remember where we left off last week. The war is coming. It's definite. We can see it now. Everyone else can too. Or at least a lot of them can see it. Those that are not totally spiritually blind can see it. Getting my papers organized here. I got so much to cover. And a short time to cover it in. The cloud, of course, that was for y'all. That was for the house of Yahweh. We really need to push this thing. It couldn't have been done by anyone except Yahweh and Yahshua. They're the only ones that have the power to control the firmament. And in that firmament, they can actually write letters to us. Listen closely. I'll explain this once again. Yahweh showed me the donkey looking at a cloud in front of him, intensely looking at a cloud in front of him. Now, later, he showed that cloud. In fact, I kept saying, man, I would everybody could see that as I saw it, as he showed it to me. Well, on the Feast of Trumpets, he did show it to all the elders that was up on top of the building watching for the new moon. He showed that cloud that the donkeys were looking at intensely, the same cloud that he placed in front of the donkey that I saw first. Now, we didn't know what we were looking at that night. We were hunting the new moon, so we wasn't paying any attention to the cloud. But a woman saw the moon and called me and described the cloud to me so I could spot where the new moon was. We could see a piece of the new moon, but we couldn't see the whole thing. And that's the reason she was describing this cloud to me. So later, she played a part in this. But it was after the feast, we made the banner, then after the feast, before the feast, I saw what is now our logo, the for the house of Yahweh, the great olive tree that sits on top of the sanctuary. And I saw this on one of the commercials, and I said, well, that's strange. That's the same shape as the cloud that was in front of the donkey. Well, we went ahead and made a banner, kept the feast. Then in December, the same woman that described the cloud to me saw the same logo on top of the sanctuary in the commercial. And she called and she said, hey, that tree that's on top of the sanctuary looks like the cloud that was of the night of the Feast of Trumpets that had the moon hidden from you. Well, as I was going off the stage, the priest said, I think I have a picture of that. I think I took a picture of that, and I'll find it if you want me to, or try to find it. So the next week then, he told me, yes, he found the picture. He put it with the tree, and it fit perfectly, he said. So the cloud he showed to me on the 25th of August, he put it in front of the priest September the 28th. That was the Feast of Trumpets, or the Feast of Yahweh's Seven Works. Like you see right here, the Feast of Yahweh's Seven Works. That's what it represents, the Feast of Trumpets. And we're in the last part of it. And Yahshua says, lift up your heads. Be pleased that you have chosen his house. Praise Yahweh. Anyway, Anyway, we need to push this and make commercials, believing commercials, and get them out to the world, like the Samaritan woman did. Whey, it's very healthy, and the people who lived the longest on the face of the earth, they drank whey. That's the ones that lived the longest. There's a reason. Because it helps your body to keep from dying inside from all the junk that we're facing right now. It's not the fried food, as you just saw. You don't have to quit eating hamburgers. I started drinking whey instead of drinking tea with the meals. And it's helped a great deal. You might try that. It's a very healthy drink. You could take the men at work outside. If you get you one of these thermal jugs and fill that thing up with whey and take it with you, it's also it also gives you a great deal of energy. But you can't. I don't think you can drink too much. And it's a very healthy. It's a very healthy drink. Extra virgin olive oil. It should not be used for cooking. Everything I read about it, heat breaks it down easily, and then it starts to grow little animals inside of it. So when you use it the second time, you start eating those little animals that's inside of it that's trying to get rid of it. So if you're going to use olive oil for cooking, don't use the extra virgin olive oil. And if you fry food, don't fry it in the Lord. I mean, lard. I get that kind of mixed up a little sometimes, because if you just think about it, Circe, that's where you get the word church. Now, the word church and Circe means gathering. Where did she get that name, gathering? She gathered the dead bodies of the Galileans, and she had men gather up these dead bodies and take them to her swine pen, where she fed them to the swine. She ate them herself, it said. She ate her victims. Well, her victims was the children of Galilee. This must have been quite a woman. She must have been one of those that rode a broom. You know, it's just it amazes me. And then it amazes me more that these people, but you know, when I find out they're okay in the use of horses now to eat them, these are the ones that die on the racetracks, I guess, and any others, and serve them on the market. But it's just amazing what is going on in the confused minds. The gathering of these dead bodies, the Galileans, who were murdered in the Crusades, and then they fed them to the swine. We see the Savior. That's where she gets the word church, you know. They turned it to church because her name itself means gathering also. But if you turn over quickly to Luke, the 12th chapter, Luke 12, and get this in your mind along with this word Circe or church. Luke 12, I know this is going to be shocking to many people because they think the word church, you know, is something holy and something you should send your children to. But, of course, it's always that group of people are people who hate righteousness, and they were trying to destroy righteousness. It started with making an open show of it in First Samuel, the ninth chapter, showing where they kept Easter and Halloween and so forth. So you get the religion right there and see that they rebelled against Samuel and said, and Yahweh said, they've always revolted against me with their iniquities, in verse 9 of that chapter. But here in Luke 12 and verse 1, the Savior said chapter 13 and verse 1, he said, at that time there were some present who told him about the Galileans who blood Pilate had mangled with their sacrifices. But Yeshua rebuked and said unto them, do not think that these Galileans were sinners above every Galilean, because they suffered such things. I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Speaking to, of course, is the disciples here, and of course, in Yochanan, you got two stories here that's not told the complete story. Turn over to Yochanan now, the fourth chapter, because it's not written all together. It's here a little and there a little. But these people in Galilee, they're the ones that Yeshua set the movement for and told his disciples, don't go around these people, because the work had already been started there by him. And of course, this was not the house of Yahweh. So they did not have Yahweh's protection, but they were set forth as an example. You see a lot of that taking place right now. You see people carrying forth a little bit of holiness, but they're not protected by Yahweh. And Yahweh does know how to protect, and I have a sermon lined up for that to show what we're going through and what we're going to see. But it's very clear that people by the thousands are going to be falling around the house of Yahweh. And we're going to see it either by television, maybe some personally, but we're going to see this slaughter take place again big time. As you could see, these plans were made as the great Kohan Safanya just showed you with the news articles there. We will run these later in the prophetic word and newsletters, of course, where you can have it to read for yourself, underline it, and use it for your teaching in the next few million years as you teach the planets out there. We've got a big job ahead of us, you know, a big job. Praise Yahweh. But this movement here, if you look at chapter 4 of Yochanan and verse 45, I think I got this right. He says, but when he came into Galilee, the Galileans, we'll look back to verse 43, and after 2 days he left there and went into Galilee, and Yeshua himself testified that a prophet had no honor in his own country. But when he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem during the feast of unleavened bread, for they also went up to the feast. Well, if you remember the Samaritan woman, she said, our father said we were to worship in this mountain. And of course, that's what they did. The house of Yahweh was in those mountains, the Galilean mountains, where it had always remained. But of course, the king changed this and said, you are to come to Jerusalem to worship now. So this is what they did. Look back to 39. Now many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him because of the report of the woman. The woman. Remember that? The woman? The woman whose name is spoken of? Are y'all with me now? What was her name? Write it down and find it for me. And the next time I asked you what was her name, see if you can tell me, okay? Can y'all hear me talking? Okay. Praise Yahweh. the woman, because of the report of the woman who testified, he told me everything that I ever did. So you see how her gossip now, and what we should be gossiping about right now, we could use our gossip constructively by bringing forth these donkeys in the clouds too, as well as the work. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him if he would remain with them. So he stayed there 2 days. Then many more believed because of his words, his teaching pertaining to the laws and the prophets, and said to the woman, "Now we believe not because of what he," and said to the woman, "Now we believe not because of what you said, but we have heard for ourselves and know that this is truly the Messiah, the Savior of the world." If you look back to chapter 4, but look at verse 1, start with verse 1. When Yahshua learned that the Pharisees had heard that Yahshua made and baptized more disciples than Yochanan, though Yahshua himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Yada, Yahshua left Yada, and once again set out for Galilee. But it was necessary that he go through Samaria, and here's where he talked to the woman and started the gossip about himself. Started the gossip about himself. Well, now, if you think about this and think about what's taking place right now, you know, we got gossip going out about the house of Yahweh right now. And of course, it's going to all the world. It's going through television. It's going through the Internet. We're reaching all nations now, and that is being talked about, and it's some feelings are being hurt, of course. Those who want to destroy Yahweh's house. But you've got to remember the protection that Yahweh shows that we have. And if you look at the prophecies and you see like where the beastly system is being prophesied of, ever so often the prophet will put a verse or two about his work. And one of those such scriptures, he points out that there's a place of protection. Another place is where he talks about thousands and thousands falling, but it won't come near you. And of course, he does say he's going to protect this work. It's not going to fall. He's not going to allow it to. First off, we've got to resurrect all who have died before us. We're going to be the ones that's given that power, that authority. We're the sons of men that will receive this. The understanding, Yahweh, if you could get this in your mind, we do have a big job painted in the scriptures that is pointed out to us that Yahweh already has lined up. He lined this up along with his plan, the plan to create mankind in his own image. The two things that he requires is keep your appointments with him. Now, this is throughout all eternity. We have this appointment, these appointments with Yahweh. Trust in him and do what he says. And of course, if you do that, don't go by your feelings, you know. Well, I feel like I've let Yahweh down, I'm doomed, I'm done for. Believe what the prophet said. The prophet said, go to the priest and do what he says. Don't trust your own feelings. It'll get you in trouble. Big time. Your feelings go up and down like the tide, and with the tide sometimes, and the moon too, you know. Somebody said it's a full moon. I said, oh, no. Stay away from the... Well... But if you turn over to Isaiah 66, Yahweh shows here his appointments with mankind, and all through the Holy Scriptures, he harps on us believing what the prophets have spoken. It wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't have it lined out in the prophets, and we haven't seen it yet, all of it. Future commandments for us to follow in order to get to the moon or the different planets. he does these things. Yahweh can look down in advance and plan a donkey on a cloud billions of years before, have it lined up for the firmament to take care of it. And of course, the firmament itself, he's allowing it to be destroyed somewhat. This is what we see in that's what's going on today, is the firmament being destroyed, and of course, the earth is suffering for it. It's been going on for years, and the people have suffered drought, they've suffered hurricanes, and earthquakes, but all of this is increasing now, as Yahshua said it would for this time period. But here in Isaiah 66, he talks about the abominations of the God worship here verse 3. And he shows you there in the last two lines, the God El, they have truly chosen their own ways, eating the swine's blood, drinking the swine's blood. If you think about what Circe did in eating the bodies of the Galileans, now she fed it to swine, and they mixed the blood of the Galileans with their own sacrifices, and then they fed this to swine, which mixed this with swine that they ate. Now, if you remember what Yahweh said would come down to us in the last days through these 12 tribes that he is dealing with right here and is still dealing with throughout the world right now, fighting each other. They're fighting each other over the oil supply and each one trying to get control of it. We have some articles for next week that will show that the plans that the Catholic Church made for this oil was actually planned in 1928. That's 6 years before I was born. Now, at that same time in Yahweh's plan, he had it planned for the house of Yahweh to be established, to bring to light, everything brought to light, so the truth would be known. Now, what the Catholic Church does in her mixed up confusion, probably some of it brought forth, maybe much of it brought forth from eating the bodies of the Galileans, along with the swine, which was a mixture that went into their bodies then, and into their brains. It didn't stop there. These parasites that are taken in, as we're going to see, the parasites that are taken in, they not only multiply, but they mutate into different other kinds of parasites. They enter the brain, which Yahweh calls that confusion. That's the Hebrew word, means confusion, but it also means, it means different things that we're seeing in the world now, such as mental sickness, and it's much more widespread than I read to you last week. It's many more. They're only putting forth in the statistics the really bad cases. They're not putting forth the ones that are hidden in the body that any minute could cause a person to commit suicide, cause a person to strap on a bomb and try to kill other people with a bomb, cause him to take his own life or other people's lives, even the lives of his children. Now, a pig, if you think about it, a swine, will eat her own children. That's a bad habit. Now, agriculture and its advancement, they put so much meat. You have to put so much meat into the swine food. If you don't, she will have her young and turn around and eat her young. But in mixing certain types of meat in this food and putting it in her trough and letting her eat all she wants at one time, she won't bother her young. So you see the same thing taking place here with Circe eating her victims or feeding them to the other people. Well, of course, all of this mixture now that Yahweh said in Genesis 49 is going to come down to us today is coming forth in the brains and bodies of the people today, being passed down. I hope none of you have it. It's a sickening thought, I know. But here we see the abomination, if you looked at Revelations 1, don't turn there right now, but Revelation 17, 1 through 5, you'll see that the Catholic Church is bringing forth abominations. Well, here it's shown the 12 tribes of Israel, the prophets of Jerusalem, the violent men who took the temple, bring forth these abomination and delight. Their souls delight in their abominations, delight in eating the young, delight in eating the swine's flesh that was mangled with the Galileans. They delight in this, and they brag about it. And they chose the word church, to represent the rest of their religion, to represent them. That's the word church represents this whole religion that you're seeing out here today and the confusion and the rebellion. So Yahweh says, I will show you through the, it says, so I will choose their delusions. It's actually, when that's translated properly, I will show you your delusions. Delusions are confusion. And he says, I will bring. No, he doesn't bring it about, but he allows them to bring it about. One thing, by eating the Galileans after they feed it to the swine. This is coming forth in their minds and causing great confusion. Now, if you look at, let's see, verse 5. Hear the word of Yahweh, you who tremble at his word. That is, that word not is not tremble. They translated the same word fear. It's actually rejoice at hearing his word. Your brothers who hate you, who cast you out because of my name. Now he's talking about the Samaritans. He's talking about the Galileans. Let Yahweh show his glory. Let us witness your joy. But they will be ashamed. They will be ashamed. Look on down to verse 15. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire. Well, here is your nuclear burning now. He's speaking now of the last days. Come with fire or nuclear burning, that he described this fire in Malachi, but also back in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, having three colors, blast and burning, having three colors and giving you the color of the fallout that comes with the nuclear bomb there also. This is in our book, The Mark of the Beast, in detail. But he comes with fire, that is, after the nuclear fire is Yahweh's coming kingdom that is given to the sons of men. And with his chariots, like a whirlwind, to render his judgment, should be that we got anger, but it should be judgment, with fury, his rebuke with flames of fire. That's the nuclear fire, or nuclear wars he's going to allow to come to destroy four-fifths of the earth's population. For by fire and his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh. He's not causing this. He's allowing this. And at the same time, we're saying, his house of Yahweh is saying, come out from among them and be you separate, so you won't partake of these plagues that are coming. Surely anyone in his right mind could notice, could see these plans that were made years ago by the governments to do this. And in 1928, they actually made plans to take the oil. This oil, the wars that are coming right now, was actually made, the plans for it, in 1928 to actually take over this land. And, of course, it shows the popes and the cardinals as leaders of the United States governments there. I think there was a book written on this. We'll try to get that for you too, and show the copies there. But next week we'll have a news clip to show this, Yahweh willing. And the slain of Yahweh will be many. The slain that he allows will be many. They, verse 17, this is Isaiah 66, verse 17, they who sanctify themselves and purify themselves. Now remember, Exodus says, Exodus 31:13, I believe it is, said, keep my Sabbath so you will know, and you will know it's I who sanctifies you. Don't keep my Sabbath, and you will know that it is Satan who sanctifies you. Well, of course, or Circe, the church, the gathering. They who sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, that is, in the arenas, following after the priest in the midst. Remember, the priest now sets on seven hills, the great city that rules over the kings of the earth, has her tentacles reaching to all parts of the United States and of course, Great Britain. Those are the two great armies that Revelation shows that she has control of, that she plans on, of course, using that to take over Asia and to depopulate the earth. Following after the priest, in the midst of those who eat the swine's flesh, in the midst of the churches, midst of the Circes, that's where you get the word church. The great Kohan Yehuda has, he could write a book on this, I think, but gobs and gobs of dictionaries and encyclopedias that show this information. It's nothing new. Nobody ever reads it. and when they read it, you know, it doesn't dawn on them what it's saying. But this is where it comes from. And Yahweh is saying to those who bring forth this, who try to sanctify themselves in the churches or in the Circes, who eating this swine flesh, that which is offered to the gods, you remember, are the dead rabbis, and Satan being their leaders, the dead rabbis that they claim will answer your prayers. Well, the only prayers they're answering is to make war. That's to line up and make war, to try to kill off mankind completely. That which is offered to the gods and even the rodent will be consumed together in this great fire, this nuclear burning that is going to take place. For I know their works and their thoughts. I will come that I will gather all nations and tongues. It will come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them and those among them who escape. that is, who come out from among them, as Revelations 18, 1 through 5, and don't be partakers of their sins, sins being 1 John 3, 4, show sin is the transgression of Yahweh's laws. It's no secret that Circe don't keep Yahweh's laws. The churches don't keep Yahweh's laws. The Catholic Church doesn't. Those who escape, I will send to the war-raging nations. Look on over to verse 20. And they will bring all your brothers for an offering to Yahweh out of all the nations. Look on down to verse 21. And I will also take of them for priest and Levite, says Yahweh. Verse 22, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make will remain before me, says Yahweh, so will your seed and your name remain. Now this is speaking of course, the house of Yahweh and the work we're doing now. And it will come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh will come and worship before me, keeping these appointments. Yeah, but I thought the disciples did away with these Sabbaths. Sure you did, you liars. That's what Yahweh calls you in 1 John 2:4. You go around saying, yeah, you know Yahweh, and you don't keep his laws, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. They will all come. The Sabbath will never be done away with. There are eternal appointments for Yahweh's people. Praise Yahweh. Now, if you can get this in your mind, Yahweh has built up a group, a government, a kingdom that believes what he says. So he can take any one of you and send you out to bring a certain message to the people, like he did with his prophets. His prophets went out in the face of danger, and they preached to the nations. They were persecuted. If you read of what the things that these prophets went through to do this, you'll know that what occurred to us was very light. But the fear was there, the great fear. And in spite of the fear, they did their job. Plus, Yeshua, he said to his disciples, now they're going to kill you. You know they're going to kill you. They're going to persecute you and kill you. I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, and they're going to kill you. That took place. And the Galileans that he was speaking of here, it was taking place at that time. They were already killing off these people. The apostle Shaul was part of it. What was Shaul? He was a Roman soldier. Who was his leader? The Pharisees, who commanded the Roman soldiers. The Roman soldiers, the holy Roman Empire, as it's called, is still alive and well. Now, it split, it divided. It didn't distinguish. It divided, and it took over the earth. And its tentacles reach everywhere in the world today, but mostly in America. And here they have created a vast army that Daniel saw. And he saw two great armies. The other one is Britain. Some Christian writers have come close to this. I know a book that I read called The United States and Britain in Prophecy. But all they could think about was they got all this wealth that was promised Abraham. That's all they think about. Wealth and going to heaven. That's the two things they got in their mind. And of course, their wealth is worthless. And going to heaven is another lie. That's not your reward at all. Your reward is to receive the authority that will only be given to the sons of men who become righteous as Yahweh is righteous, believe all that the prophets have spoken, and do exactly what Yahweh says without question. Now, praise Yahweh. And I think you've pretty much proved that. You've proved that you will do that, because I think the sign that Yahweh gave us showed that the branch, the branch now, the chosen branch of the vine, get that in your mind. That's the way that should have been translated, by the way, the vine. And you see some translations say the vine and then hitch your donkeys to the other vine or the chosen vine. Well, of course, the branch off of a vine is a branch, and that's the reason it was translated branch. But the word there was actually vine, but it's a chosen part, chosen branch of the vine. Well, the donkey is just staring at that branch, that chosen branch. And Yahweh shows there intensely. He's not tied with a rope, but he's tied with loyalty and unity. And that's what you're proving to Yahweh right there. Well, after he shows this in Isaiah 66, you see this same beastly system that's still eating swine's flesh throughout the world. And this may be going on. You know, they may still be feeding people to swines. I don't know. I know that the swine will eat anything that you put in his pen, any kind of meat. They'll eat the buzzards that try to come and take it away from them. And they will go forth and look upon the carcasses, that's you. You will look upon the carcasses. You will come keeping Yahweh's Sabbath, but you can go and look upon the carcasses of those of the men who have transgressed against me. Transgressed? 1 John 3:4. Sin is the transgression of Yahweh's laws. So you'll look upon the men who transgress against me, for their worm shall not die, nor will their fire be quenched, and they will be an abhorrence of all people. Another said there'll be ashes under your feet. Under your feet. Well, here now we see, I wanted to show you this before I run totally out of time, and I didn't even get into the sermon today because of this. This grabbed my attention, all this news. But this right here is a pork wiener, and they finally came to the conclusion that pork is causing one sausage a day. Just one sausage could lead to cancer. Pancreatic cancer warning over processed meat. It says eating one sausage a day or two rashes of bacon. How many's heard the name rashes before? Rashes, yeah. Well, of course, it means slices, but it's an old word. It's an oaky word, actually. Did you know that? means slices, but two slices of bacon. They have at the hamburger joints. They show them putting bacon on your all beef, 100% beef patties. They'll lay some slices of bacon on there. Well, that's to shut down your pancreas. Remember that, to give it a cancer, to shut it down. Symptoms, when your pancreas starts shutting down, the symptoms are back pain. Don't get to let your imagination now start running away with you. You don't have it. You don't eat pork. I saw somebody say, oh. You got to watch that. Back pain, loss of appetite. I don't see any of that around here. Weight loss, none of that. uh, bacon. Now, one more thing I want to show you here before I quit. They're playing down the mad cow disease as if we don't have it anymore, but we do. This is a deer that they found in a new place, Utah. Deer infected with chronic wasting disease has been found in a new area in Utah. Now, the feeding the Galileans to the swine, this is what they were doing to the cattle. And this is what not the Galileans, but they were feeding meat to the cattle. And they were disguising this meat in along with molasses and other feed in the cattle feed. And that's what brought this new prion. It's a prion is a protein, but it's a mutated protein that has little breaks in it. And it can't function as a whole protein, so when it gets in your brain, then these little breaks start shorting out. And your brain is like getting water in a computer. It'll start flashing at you and making all kinds of funny signals. That's what they call mental illness now. These things started back, way back, with the eating of swine's flesh. And Yahweh says, don't do these things because it will cause confusion. We'll go into that deeper next week. So everybody that's out there in the world, be sure and get the second one that follows this one. A deer infected with chronic wasting disease has been found in a new area in Utah. They're covering this by calling it, in the people, Alzheimer's disease, and I forgot what the other one is. But it's a mental illness that takes place in the brain once these things take effect. The 20% of Americans are mentally disturbed. That's a far figure from what is actually out there. These are the bad cases that people can see in public. And, of course, they're listed now, and we can get the statistics on them. But there's more than that are actually disturbed, and the mental illness is running about 90%, more closer to 90% than it is 20%, as they report in this article here. But even 20%, if you think about it, 46 million Americans in 1 year diagnosed with mental illness. 10 years, 10 times that, 20 years. And how many years has this been going on? How many years has it been since they mangled the blood with the swine's flesh of the Galileans, mangled the blood of the Galileans with swine's flesh, and of course this church is what it represents, the eating of swine's flesh, putting it in the bodies of the people, in the minds of the people. This is what you're functioning with. Those that eat swine's flesh, your brain is part of that of a pig. And if you could think of what you're bringing your brain down to by feeding it swine's flesh, if you feed it the proper food that Yahweh says to feed it, foods that are clean, your brain will start functioning properly. It'll take a while, but it will. It works. Yahweh's way works. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the service back to the next leader. I love you!